Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, if you listen to this program, we talk all the time about law enforcement and law enforcement officers and the challenge of finding high-quality men and women to go out and do the job today. Well, Henrico County is getting ready to bid farewell to someone who has done this job, I must say, longer than anyone I have ever known. And I'm looking at his sleeve. I have never seen so many hash marks on a uniform in my life. From the Henrico County Police Division, Lieutenant Jim Price is joining us. Lieutenant, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk a little bit about how long you have actually been on the job. It's almost 50 years?
Yes, you're counting communications officer time while at VCU. I was a dispatcher for the VCU police. Found while I was at school there that it would be an interesting location to serve and learn. And when the opportunity arose, when the age was right, I went to the chief of the VCU police, and in July of 1971, I was sworn in as a police officer for the university as a state officer.
Yes, sir.
And served there until I came to Henrico County in May of 1973.
Wow. All right. So May of 1973, you begin working at the Henrico County Police Division. As you look around now, as you're departing, some of those officers that you're working with today, they weren't born in 1973, were they?
No, they weren't, or they were very small children,
yeah.
That's for sure. Yes, sir.
So almost 50 years, 48 years and 3 months?
Since the time that I was sworn at VCU to the time that I do retire next week, it will be 48 years, 3 months, yes, sir.
Wow. Well, this is exciting for me. As I said, I don't think I've ever encountered somebody with the background, the experience, the depth of knowledge as you. And so I appreciate you coming in, Lieutenant. It's an honor for me to talk with someone who has devoted his life to serving others.
Yes, sir. It has been a calling and a passion to serve the citizens of just not Henrico County, but the area.
Right.
And work in camaraderie with all of the men and women of this fine agency and our sister agencies around.
So, Lieutenant, if you don't mind, you come on the job in 1973. It's 2019. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say some things in the county and some things at the police division, they've probably changed over the years.
Yes, there's been growth beyond imagination. It's beyond what I would have envisioned in 1973 to see, just with roads and infrastructure and the amount of people and the diversity and mix of the people that have come into the county since 1973. A completely different population. We are certainly enriched by it.
Right.
And at the same time, our department has grown by leaps and bounds,
yes,
I might
yes.
say, but to our size department now, it's in and around the size I thought it would be when I did decide that I would stay for quite some time and make this a career.
And how many years into your service within Henrico County's Police Division did you decide, yeah, I think I am going to stick around?
Oh, that was probably from the day I came. From the day I came, it's an agency that its personnel are vetted to the top shelf.
Right.
When we say that the men and women of the Henrico Police Division are Henrico's finest, that's an effort that the county goes through. Our department goes through. To ensure that we have the best character and the best quality individuals, and I can say throughout my career, that's what I've seen, that's what I've worked with, that's what I've been able to see rise in the ranks throughout the years, retire,
right,
and more come on board. You know, I've had approximately 1,700 law enforcement officers come and go from this agency since my code number was assigned back in 1973. I know that by the code numbers that we have and where we are now. But you know, a lot of that turnover is the base foundation that was here.
Sure.
The group I was with when I came here, I am the senior member of the agency, tenure wise.
Yes, sir.
And I've been a police supervisor for over 40 years.
Oh my gosh. My gosh, Lieutenant Jim Price is joining us. Lieutenant Price has been with a law enforcement agency of one sort or another, starting out at VCU and spending the bulk of his career with the Henrico County Police Division for almost 50 years. And he's getting ready to, I'm not sure if it's a promotion or a demotion to civilian. Which do you think it is?
A reward.
It's a well-earned time, eh?
Yes, sir.
So over the years that you've been with the police division, Lieutenant, some changes. Shoulder patches have changed. Sidearms have changed. Some of the stuff on the bat belt has changed. What's the biggest change, though, that you've seen over the years?
Technologically, the instantaneous communication that we have, the computers in the car, available to officers in the field, to on the way to or as they're at a call, be able to research, see some quick history.
Right.
Also, it is an aid and assistance as we do our day-to-day duties.
Now, are you ever tempted just for giggles to pull aside one of the newer officers and say, I want to show you an accident report form from 1970, and this stuff is called carbon paper. And it's not just carbon paper, it's double-sided carbon paper, and you have to snap it on the ends.
I have addressed the academies.
Yes.
And I do tell them of what we dealt with in the day, and I'd certainly get some strange looks.
I'll bet.
They don't know what terms I'm even using. So, it is very interesting to see their reactions.
Now, how many chiefs of police have you served under? Do you know off the top of your head?
This is my sixth chief of police.
Wow. Wow. And you've broken them all in. They've all come around to the Jim Price way of doing things, I hope?
Well, the first three certainly were tenured individuals here with the agency.
Right.
Chief Hedrick, who mm-hmm. hired me, certainly been here a long time, and I wanted to carry out the mission and learn.
Yeah.
And at the earliest opportunity that was presented, I started to work in plainclothes. Half my career has been in plainclothes assignments, and half my career has been in uniform assignments.
Now, I'm curious, as we talk with so many agency leaders, invariably the challenge they have is finding qualified men and women who really want to do this job. And here we have an example, as I said, in the case of yourself, 48 years and 3 months. As you look out at those who are making application, thinking about application, do you see folks who are ready to step up and maybe do 48 years and 3 months?
Oh, in this day and time, I don't know. The generation now is not as apt to be dedicated for an entire career with some company,
right,
much less a government agency.
True.
But I do see the quality in the men and women today that upon being vetted, entering the academy, and graduating, they're as ready as we were in the 70s. They're good people. I think the real challenge is finding enough qualified people.
Right.
We've seen a change in focus and attitude towards this profession. And it is an awe-inspiring thing for me when I step before an academy anytime here in the last two or three years and see young men and women who want to come in and be a police officer here, or just be a police officer, period. I tell them that. I tell them they're coming in a time now that is not as attractive to many people. Right. But I can tell you, it is a very rewarding and very fulfilling career if one were to make it that.
Fair enough. Lieutenant, I'm curious, over the years, so many years at Henrico, we've had, sadly, we've had a number of officers killed in the line of duty. Your thoughts and recollections on some?
Yes, sir. I'm also looked upon as the agency historian, and going back to our earliest officer killed in the line of duty in 1895, up to our last officer killed in the line of duty, which was in January of 2003. We've had nine officers that have fallen in Henrico County that were Henrico officers, and we've had one Virginia State Trooper that has fallen in 2003 in Henrico County. I have known most of these officers. There are some that would say I would have known the officer from the 1800s, but I feel like I do from having researched him and having discovered his story and his sacrifice and us being able to place him on the memorial wall in D.C. And place him at our memorial here. And we've been honoring him since 2002 when we certainly found and understood of his sacrifice. But they are opportunities to honor and recognize the life and the dedicated service to the community that each one of them had given.
Yes.
It's an opportunity to look at the last call for service of that officer, to examine it, certainly never armchair quarterback it, but examine it. What could we do differently training-wise? What could we do different procedurally as we go into a same similar situation and learn from it? And I believe that our training here in Henrico County is really next to none. I think the equipment that we have, all the support that we have, our people are very well trained and prepared, and us taking the opportunity to look at these incidents has added to that portfolio of being able to have our officers much more prepared when they go into situations in harm's way.
Now, Lieutenant, I know from other members of the Henrico County Police Division what they're going to miss when you walk away. They're going to miss your leadership, your friendship, your support, this unbelievable walking, living database that you are. And as you know, you are the department's, I don't know if it's official or unofficial, but everybody knows that it's Lieutenant Jim Price they go to when they want to know anything about this agency. So we know what they're going to miss. We know what we as a community are going to miss in terms of your dedication and professionalism. And again, your leadership. What are you going to miss when you walk away?
Well, that very thing. I think the camaraderie, working day to day in making a difference, but I'm going to be available. Anyone that needs to ask a question, such as the ones you just posed about this agency, I've advised the chief that I would be available to come and speak to the academies, help in any kind of recruiting, look at our memorial room, keeping that up to date, curating, if you will, that area, and in any other service that I could do. And I suppose the satisfaction of taking a project and making a difference, those will be things that I'll cherish as good memories. But at the same time, as you said, next Friday, what's it going to be like? It's a reward. It really is. I think I'll cherish the peace and the quiet of it.
What are your plans?
Well, there are a number of opportunities that have been presented to me that I just need to evaluate in the transition from nearly five decades of being a sworn law enforcement officer to transitioning into civilian life, and what skills and knowledge that I have that I can translate into some other setting certainly would be available to do that. And
fair enough.
And prepared to do that.
Well, Lieutenant, again, as a former police officer, I sit with such admiration for you and your service. I know that this community has been all the better because you have you've worn that badge for so many years, and we wanted to, number one, have your story told in the air because it's an incredible story that needs to be told. And we have a friend, Emily Morrissey, who is a fascinating young lady down in Chesterfield County. And Emily has a number of challenges and issues. And during her physical therapy and occupational therapy, she found she had a great skill at working with beads. And so she's been making these thin blue line bracelets. And so from our friend Emily Morrissey, from Emily's Bracelets.com, we'd like to give you one of those just to say thank you in some small regard for what you've done. And we wish you nothing but the best and Godspeed as you move on to whatever is next, whatever the next chapter is.
Well, I appreciate that presentation, and I certainly will cherish that and recognize Emily's great work that she's doing there. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is Lieutenant Jim Price, who in just a few days will be retiring from public service. 48 years and 3 months, first serving at VCU, serving as a VCU police officer, and the bulk of his career with the Henrico County Police Division. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.